Beaches like Piedade and Boa Vigem are flat, sandy beaches, and they stay flat as you go out into the water. They stay so flat that the actual water depth remains pretty shallow, even if you're a decent distance offshore. Having a look at some of these mariner charts, we can see initially the waters along Boa Vigem are pretty shallow, at least up until the protective reef walls, which you can see here in green. And then something interesting happens. The waters get much deeper here, just offshore, then they get shallower again, and then deeper again. So from the numbers we can see, this is a considerably deeper channel that runs almost parallel to the beach. It might be quite hard to picture it from a map like this, so I'll show you a screenshot from Google Earth. Here you can see Boa Vigem Beach. Just off the beach, the water color is greenish, showing it's relatively shallow. And then pretty suddenly it gets quite dark, and then it becomes shallow and more brightly colored again as you come out the other side. Admittedly, it's not the greatest demonstration, but this right here is a deep water channel that runs not too far off the shore, all the way up the stretch of coastline, parallel to the beaches of Piedade, Boa Vigem, and Pina. And it's this deep water channel that's facilitating the movement of large predatory shark species very, very close to the beach. Sharks patrol these deeper channels in the search of food, moving up and down them throughout the day. But because of their proximity to the beaches, it means the sharks can move from these deeper channels into much shallower waters very quickly, which is exactly where surfers and swimmers are going to be hanging out. This ocean topography is undoubtedly enabling the movement of large predatory sharks up and down the beaches of Recife. And it's increasing the likelihood that those sharks are going to run into humans.